Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The Silver Lining. They looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Exodus 16:10. Get into the habit of looking for the silver lining of the cloud or of that situation that you're in, looking for the peace that surpasses understanding. And then keep believing His glory shines on you through the things, attitudes, and the gestures you offer up as your sacrifice of praise. That reasonable sacrifice of service He will use for His glory in His time. Philippians 3:13. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. That, my friend, is a silver lining. Do not yield to discouragement, no matter how sorely pressed or beset you may be. A discouraged soul is helpless and powerless. They can neither resist the enemy's wiles in the flesh while in that state, nor can they prevail in prayer for others. Flee from every symptom of this deadly foe, as you would flee from a viper. And be not slow in turning your back on it, unless you want to bite the dust in bitter defeat. Put on the shoes of the gospel of peace, Ephesians 6. How, you say? Search out God's promises and say aloud each one, "This promise is mine." If you still experience a feeling of doubt and discouragement, pour out your heart to God and ask Him to rebuke the advisor, the adversary, who is so mercilessly nagging you. Where is your focus? On God's word or on the darkness you're in the middle of? I recently read and believe the very instant you wholeheartedly turn away from every symptom of distrust and discouragement, the blessed Holy Spirit will quicken your faith and inbreathe divine strength into your soul. At first, you may not be conscious of this, but still, as you resolutely and uncompromisingly snub every tendency towards doubt and depression that assails you, you will soon be made aware that the powers of darkness are falling back. You are beginning to walk in that peace and His power in the Spirit. Look at Zechariah 4:1. I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Almighty. What are you, O mighty mountain?" That is a silver lining. Oh, if our eyes could only behold the solid phalanx of strength, of power, that is ever behind, ever turning away from the host of darkness, Godward. What scant heed would be given to the effort of the wily foe to distress, depress, or discourage us? All the marvelous attributes of the Godhead are on the side of the weakest believer, who in the name of Christ and in simple, childlike trust, yields himself to God and turns to Him for help and guidance. Selected. That's me, and that's you. And when we have done all else, stand. Trust. Have faith. Lean on. depend upon the power of the truth of His Word that brings peace, comfort, and everlasting joy. Exodus 16:10, they looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Lord, You are so good. Help me remember Your faithfulness in times when I'm tempted to lose it. Calm me with Spirit-led courage. Help me find rest in You and You alone. And show me how to stand firm in the strength of peace and grace today. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that whatever you're facing, you make it a Jesus-filled day.